American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the chillinest crib in the hizzle. It's the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me, as always, is my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What up?
Riding over in Studio B, we have Dogwater Dick Man in the helm.
Hi-yo!
JB the intern being silent. And we've also got Andy and Brian from Nowhere, Nevada here in the studio.
The worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I kind of stumbled there.
Yeah.
That was good timing.
No, yeah. It was,
well,
you almost overlapped on the post.
I did overlap on the post, actually.
And it would never matter.
It was with my tailing syllable.
About it.
It's okay, but normally I'm early, so that was a late one.
And it was still pretty tight.
I'm okay with that.
I'm good with it.
Thank you.
How is everybody's week?
Excellent.
What you guys up to?
Crazy. Good
Hi,
times,
Andy.
Bad times, all sorts of times.
Andy Luna.
Oh, welcome to the show, Mr. Andy Luna.
Thanks. I can't tell you what it's like to be here.
Well, we'll ask you after the show.
Don't think he'll know what that
is. After we turn the microphones off, we'll ask you that.
Yeah.
Andy plays Overload in the movie, one of the...
Best movies ever.
And much,
best movies ever. I was going to say one of the main characters in the movie.
And Andy, you know, Overload character. Was a bit of a stretch because Andy's a really nice guy. But I know there's one part of the character that I'm sure was not a stretch for Andy.
Help me get in touch with my demons.
Well, I don't know Andy to ever not have a beer in his hand. And I think that was true for Overload, except while he was doing the plunge rock.
Yeah.
The world famous plunge rock scene. Yeah,
man, I can work a plunger like nobody's business, right?
Soon to go down in world comedic history.
See, and there's a backstory to that, but it's a spoiler for the movie, so I cannot tell you.
Mm.
And then we got Brian Sutherland from Nowhere, Nevada, the executive producer.
Oh dear,
my
God.
Boss.
Oh Christ.
People always ask me, hey, what's up with the movie? I'm like, fucking ask Brian.
It's fun. It comes up a lot. I'm good, man. It's been a hell of a week, dude. I'm going really, really hard these days.
When's the film festival?
Sexually.
First film festival is from August 15th through 17th in San Jose. It's Silicon Valley San Francisco Movie Fest. Our showing is August 16th at 11:30 in the morning.
SF Global Movie Fest. Movie Fest.
Excellent.
And God bless them.
It's going to be a great time.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show, but that's good to know because we are awesome because we are Reno motherfucker.
Everybody on
Reno.
The show today Absolutely. Is a part of the movie.
Except JB.
Except JB, right.
Who's JB not sucks. On the show. But he's not a part of the show.
No.
Either.
No.
He's lucky we let him in the house.
Yeah. Yes. He gets to hang out with cool guys like
that. Hey, JB, how was band camp? Guess what? I don't care. You don't get to talk.
Oh.
Did you stick a flute in your pussy?
He got all excited.
Yeah.
Did his eyes light up? Yeah. No, you don't get to touch the mic, son.
I do want to know what 16-year-old band camp is like, though. Should we?
All right. We will give him 30 seconds on the clock. JB, what's band camp like?
Really intense, I guess.
Did you get laid?
No.
Was it in town?
What's the point?
Was it in town or out of town?
No, it's up at Tahoe.
Tahoe.
Stayed up in intense. When I said intense, I meant intense.
Not intense, but intense.
Wow, that just took 5 seconds off of this segment. What was the best part about it?
Probably the picnic at 1 a.m.
Oh, sorry.
The picnic at 1 a.m. Spunk, you are correct, Rick.
There was a picnic at 1 a.m.?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 a.m. in the morning. Wait, 1 second.
Spunk.
Would you say that's your this one time at band camp story is a picnic at 1 a.m.?
My one time at band camp story is probably when I got pantsed by my best friend.
Pantsing.
And like everything went down. It wasn't just pants.
Did your friend go down?
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's probably my one time at band camp story. But we did sneak out and picnic.
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ricky.
All right, your time is over.
Wait, no, I have a question.
No. Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It looks almost as though you have a hickey on your neck.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that was from earlier this morning.
Vacuum cleaner or?
No, it was a friend of mine.
What's his name?
Sophie.
Oh. Yeah. My drag name is Princess.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Okay.
What rhymes with Sophie?
Nothing.
Lofi?
Mulva?
No. Mulba?
Anyway, thank you for stopping the show, JB.
Thanks for sharing, JB.
Actually,
we'll
know what?
To you again.
JB, I'm not going to throw that on you. Rick, I tried to move on from the segment. You made us come to the showstopper.
Very sorry.
But we did learn about Sophie, so I appreciate that.
No, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's good to know.
I wanted to know how Bandcamp was.
Speaking of how things were, Nick has a bum wing. Nick's here.
What the fuck?
I fell off.
I saw the Facebook picture.
Me too, and he would not divulge his secrets.
I have one of those altar beds.
Like where you pray a lot?
There's this girl.
Or does it like change at midnight
I pray in bed, wrestle you?
Yeah.
I'll pray in bed, but it has nothing to do with God or anything, except for maybe you're a little closer to the sky. I live in an artist loft, so I fucking have a bunk bed, and I store shit underneath my bed. You know, it creates space for me.
Porn.
And I have a little step ladder.
Boxes and boxes of porn.
It's not really a step ladder. It's actually wooden stairs that go up to my bed. And I was on the opposite side of the stairs, and I reached my foot out, the right foot, to touch a top stair. And I was onto the top stair, and then I kind of was going to pivot and put my left foot there, and my left foot never really made it. And I thought I was on solid stair, and I was not, and I hit the ground. But luckily, because of procrastination and the nature of Nick Ramirez,
you had a pile of laundry,
a pile of dirty
laundry.
Yeah, my fault because I have concrete floors. If there were no dirty laundry, I would have hit the concrete floor and fractured it worse. So as a result, I fractured my
elbow. Your fucking stoner lonely messiness fucking saved your ass. That's so rad.
Yeah. Lucky for Nick, he is not alone.
Wow, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
So what actually is wrong?
They said I have a fracture in my elbow.
Oh, so it's not even.
It's a real small one. I think I'm going to be okay. I don't think I'm going to be able to play drums with Spike and Jack this weekend, but I will be able to play drums with Candy Shop on August 8th for the Nowhere Nevada Film Festival fundraiser.
Nice.
That's right.
With a bunch of other
people. Hey, are you guys playing early or late?
We're going to be after 9, like 9:30, I think Candy Shop's on.
Never mind that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've worked it out.
I was going to say, hey, oh, it's Candy Shop. Oh, it's Rico will just be getting back in town that weekend.
F and A.
Speaking of Rico, can we just jump to that now?
Let's
call Rico.
We're going to call Rico because today, Monday, oh, shock, it's not fucking Thursday, is Riku's birthday. And so we're going to call her to wish her a happy birthday from the podcast.
Aww.
Nice.
Let's see. No.
How do we summon JB?
Oh, you just speak, and he comes like a spirit out of the
JB,
night.
JB. More beer for Mr. Luna and Mr. Sutherland.
That would be two beers.
Thank you.
Bonus.
All right. There's the phone ringing. We got that happening.
So far, so good.
Hopefully they don't block this call and this number anymore.
This is great.
Hello. Hi, is this the Dowd residence?
It is the Dowd residence.
Hi, Mom Dowd. Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Sounds like such
a love you, Mommy.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Guys, say hi to my mom.
Hi.
What happened to your kid?
Hi, guys.
Yeah, good job.
She doesn't have her own phone. She's at my parents' house.
Rico?
Yeah, he's what happened to your kid?
Thank you, man.
Oh, your mom.
Oh,
she's
no,
right
Andy.
Here.
Andy was asking what happened to your kid, as in what went wrong with me.
Yes. Well, I keep praying, but
there aren't enough beads on that rosary.
I guess it was my teen years, my early 20s.
Rick says,
unfortunately, you're turning out like me, unfortunately.
Rick says there aren't enough beads on the rosary.
He's right. I love Rick.
I love you too.
He loves you too.
I know.
My mom's pimp like Han Solo.
Damn.
Okay, so can we have the birthday girl on the phone, Mommy?
She's right here. Hang on. This is your father. Daddy.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Hi, Riku.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday from the podcast, Riku. You're on the Worst Little Podcast right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hug.
Happy birthday.
That. Hey, so how is it being eight so far?
Great.
Great. What's the best thing that's happened today?
Well, the best thing that's happened is Ashlyn coming over again.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
What?
Who's that? You have to tell everybody on the radio show.
She's my cousin. King cousin.
Awesome. Well, that clears it all up.
How old is Ashley?
How old is Ashley? Nick wants to know.
She's eight.
Uh-huh.
Kevin.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. But so cousins are the same age. And have you guys gotten to play a lot this summer?
Yeah, four times.
Awesome.
Nice. Cool.
What else is what's another awesome? What did you get for your birthday? Anything so far? Did you get that that pile of dirt I sent you in a bag? Honey?
Wait for it.
Did you get the pile of dirt I sent you
for
your
Nick's
birthday?
I think Nick's dog ran through the room.
What pile of dirt?
Oh, there you go.
Now she's on it.
This was a joke, wasn't it?
Sharp kid.
Yeah, you got
I hope this
me,
is good
honey.
Enough quality. I can cut that out for a sample.
What else has been fun, honey?
What?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I went to Ted Drew's after lunch today.
Ooh, Ted Drew's, the best frozen custard in St. Louis. What did you get there?
A cardinal sin.
You be careful.
Chip
Christian
off the old block.
Yeah.
You got baptized and everything, so you might as well go for it, I
guess.
Rory
had that at Dubs last night.
Was it as good as you hoped it would be?
Yes, I've had it before.
Oh, dear God.
So did he.
Oh, I love you, sweetheart.
I love you too, Daddy.
Happy birthday.
Tell her we all love her.
We all love you. Uncle Rick says...
Uncle Rick loves you a lot.
Uncle Rick can't wait to meet you as your godfather here in Reno.
That's right. She's confirmed now.
No, she's baptized and communioned.
She's not... she has to go through the rest of the classes, huh?
Do you want to go to church with Uncle Rick sometime?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So much fun.
It's a blast.
Church with Uncle Rick is a lot of fun.
It is. I love it.
Well, anyway, honey, we're going to go back to the show, okay?
All right.
Wait a minute.
I love you, Riku.
Does she have anything to say to Reno?
I was going
to
say, is there any one thing you'd want to say to everybody in Reno and all of the internet? On your birthday.
It's great being eight.
It's great being eight.
Say that again.
It's great being eight.
Awesome, honey.
Awesome.
I love you.
Love you, too.
It's a bore to be 44.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Love you.
Bye,
Riku.
Bye.
Hang up.
Riku.
I know.
She's getting so big.
I want to play Riku's real message to all of Reno, and it is...
Don't rough up the suspect.
Okay. I think you know what we mean.
Yeah. Knock that off.
What's the other one?
The other one, like there's only one.
Yeah.
About splitting things up.
Splitting things up.
Oh.
Never mind.
I'm so bad.
The moment is past.
I found a bag of drugs in here. What do you think
about
it?
What should we do with it, Riku?
Rick just turned into a quivering pile of giggles. So you found some meth in the studio, Nick?
Yeah. We could like do half of it right now and half after the show.
That sounds good. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
I don't think we should.
No, my child does not do drugs, not even on her birthday.
This is funny.
Yeah, this is all a joke.
That was out of context.
Completely.
Yeah. Cardinal sin.
Don't act like a retard.
Awesome.
Window liquor.
Excellent answer.
Window liquor.
And then we have
that's
the window.
That's the one that gets Andy.
And then sometimes window liquor is a secret.
Window liquor.
Oh, I almost spit out my cup.
Okay.
Oh shit.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just lost something that I need to.
It's underneath your stool there.
Yeah, we're going to do half, right?
It's under my poop.
Right, yeah, we're going to do half of it right now.
Half after the show.
I dropped all the drugs, I'm sorry.
We're just going to do a little bit of it.
Just all snorted
right
off
now.
The carpet.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're just going to do a little.
Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
And whoops. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, because Nick is a fucking, oh.
No.
What would that be?
You better watch it, Rick.
No, I started going to Nick is a motherfucking faggot.
Oh.
Which is what we say about Rick. But that's,
I was
you could easily
I was going
put
for
in
the well,
that.
He's a little bit high as sample is kind of what I was calling for there.
Oh, yeah.
Rick is not a
again,
mom.
The moment has passed.
I know. I got to organize this better. I've got right up here, I've got.
What would Uncle Nick do?
I'd just like to stick.
Fuck you.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Studio B is failing.
I'm sorry. It's like I'm not with it.
Abandon
today.
Ship.
All
right,
not with it today.
I'm about to take over.
You know, I know. Continues. I know what's missing in my life.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Oh, I cut that out today. Isn't that nice?
Breast milk.
No, I'm thinking. I'm thinking of number three, but you know, whatever.
Number three. Man milk.
Number three.
I'll show you later,
Rick. Let's listen to some music.
Oh.
No, it's going to be that kind of a party.
I got some mashed potatoes right here.
I'm going to dip my balls in it.
Do you like it in your face?
Just
honey,
every time.
Okay, your birthday's now over.
Hey, so we have a special birthday song.
Oh, yeah.
That comes directly from the podcast. From yours truly, Andy Yay. Luna. And Seasons of Insanity backing
that song.
Him up.
But this is not dedicated to Riku, or is it?
No, it's dedicated to
Nick.
Everyone.
It's dedicated to me. And,
fuck you, Nick.
I see.
Actually, I'd like to dedicate
I want you to get up. I want you to get up on stage sometime and dedicate a song to yourself. That would be excellent.
I'm a loser, baby.
Nick also likes shit.
It would work with I'm a drunk.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But anyway, we got this amazing song by Andy Luna and the Seasons of Insanity backing him up. Andy wrote it, right?
Right.
Well, how many years ago did you write that?
I have no idea at this point, but so long as we're on the subject, I'd like to say that Seasons of Insanity fucking rules.
No doubt. Shane Whitecloud.
I've never worked with
talented.
Another bunch of professionals like that.
No, Shane. Yeah,
Shane. No, pro. My God.
Listen to the solo coming up. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Mike was very cool. That was a great part of the movie. It was so much fun.
Holy shit, that was a blast. It was so unexpected and such a treat, man. All they had to say at the beginning of the movie was, hey, you're going to be able to work with Seasons of Insanity. I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Did they say, we hope you wrote a song about fuck you? did that come up? Or did you just like, oh, this one is what I want to do?
I have no idea, Nick.
Well, it was in the original script, Overload is playing a guitar and not a plunger, which was a Dave Richards thing that he got from Drop.
Right. Nice touch.
So, which was a nice trade out. I think Marianne would have been all, that's cool.
Yeah.
And Marianne. Then, so when we were like, well, what song should Andy play while he's doing the air guitar on this plunger? And we're like, he has to be having this fantasy about being this big rock star, right?
Often.
And then it just fucking. It was the perfect first one of the first songs in the movie because it really is so Reno and just the message.
It's fantastic.
Well, yeah, I saw the scene with and the I thought, seasons. When's Andy going to start acting? It was so seamless.
It was kismet that Andy had written a song called Fuck You, and it was the perfect song for Overload, the character, to sing. After you see the movie, too, it just fits perfectly.
Yeah, I remember
everything
I wrote it years ago.
And even
you know what year
I fuck
it is
your mom
now.
Playing in the background after he comes out of it in the audio shop is like kind of connected and you know what I mean and like tells you where Overload's kind of coming from, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right on.
Well, let's fucking hear it.
Andy, great insight,
Andy,
or vision, I mean.
Will we party like it's 1999 in the future or the past?
We're going to do that tonight.
Okay.
Oh, Christ.
That's where Andy's at.
All we can
do half of it now and half after the show.
Game.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Luna, Seasons of Insanity, and Fuck You.
Yay.
There are so many ways
wish I could say all those things you mean to me. Shall I remind you how I felt on that day? Waste your time and mine when this is what I need to say. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Guts and asked if he could say, well, then I take my chance, it's my turn to say, fuck you. Fuck you.
That was awesome, right?
That was great.
Dude.
Fuck you.
It was perfect for that. That guitar solo at the end.
That was awful.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That guy is sick, Mike.
I think I
you're
shit
sick.
My pants.
No doubt, dude.
So.
Dude, and the unicorn.
Yeah. The naked chick Pegasus. On the unicorn. Right. And the fire. Oh, my God. It's like a
killer.
Pabst commercial.
Reverse unicorn, maybe.
Yeah, she's starting the inside of my eye.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure I really know. But
he'll show you painful. After the show, Rick.
Half now, half later.
Christ.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
So, what else happened this week, fellas?
Well, there was that. There's that folk festival that we did actually a couple weeks ago. Now
I heard good things about that.
It was a good time. Like I was probably the worst performer of the whole thing, which I know isn't saying much. but no, there's a really high caliber of folk acoustic artists playing.
It was great,
including my brother, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Well,
here,
thank you very much, Rory, and performing together. I think we really. Gave something new for us and something new for the people.
On day three when we were delirious, it was awesome.
I think all 3 days we did pretty good. And then other people were phenomenal. The bonfire set was amazing. Actors Killed Lincoln was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
As always,
all the solo people.
Actors Killed Lincoln played?
Yes. Yes. And it was awesome.
Dude. No, I'm sorry, I missed that.
To the Aces Fireworks. They played along with the Riku song, the Rock and Roll Baby.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Me and Rory are doing Rock and Roll Baby. Actors Killed Lincoln join in.
On their sound.
Right. Wow. And on the MIA song.
Yeah, Paper Planes.
They joined in on that, too.
But then in the middle of their own set, they're playing the song Vladivostok, which is like, what, a 2-minute, 30-second song, tops?
Jeez. I don't know.
It's a relatively short song.
That's a Rick question.
In the middle,
maybe three, something.
Maybe three, yeah. But it's relatively
it's
short.
Yeah.
In they the middle like of this minutes. Song, right?
The fireworks from the Aces start going off.
Nice.
So we have a pyrotechnic show.
I mean, and we're
Actors Kill Lincoln
in the Morris backyard. The fireworks start at like where the buildings in front of you, the tops of them are. You're right underneath the fireworks.
Huge.
Oh, it was I'm booming. And
that was a great way to end Friday.
And,
with the good weather, too.
And they just keep playing their song, Vladivostok, throughout the whole thing, right up till the end of it. And
yeah, they did this real long middle
like
part.
Jam
that was like,
in the middle.
And you guys are like, I totally meant that.
Yeah.
Totally.
We planned that.
Pros,
you know?
Man. It was beautiful.
It was killer. Yeah, they knocked it out of the park. Mason Fry.
On Saturday.
Mason Fry. And Sunday. He filled in when we had
back.
A space.
Him and Gabe. Yeah.
Haven't heard him.
Dude, all the little girls.
Young kid.
All the
kills
old
it,
girls.
Man.
All the ladies like Mason Fry, dude. They were all headed to
Rick,
the front of
you
the
would
stage
enjoy
when
this
he was
young
playing.
Man.
Note to the listeners, Rick is the only one here sober enough to know that we talked about all of this last week.
Oh, did we?
Very nice.
All right. So what else did we do this week, fellas?
There's a reason I wanted to bring this back up.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't just like
there
rehashing
was.
Last week's
Rick
show.
Rick has a friend who has a first, actually regular visitor on the show. Hey, Dave, do you want to say hi to us?
Oh, you want to bring
I
Dave
want to call,
in the studio.
Call out to Dave. Yeah, hey, Dave, how you doing today?
Oh, he's always pissed off. He's such a dick.
David, come out and play. And
what do you think about Rick?
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with your chihuahua dog, dude.
Dave, what did you think of the folk festival?
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
No, most of those people were straight.
And I hope you fucking died by yourself.
Dave was nearby when the show was going on, and he talked to me, and he said, yeah, that Burn Motel, there's a bunch of freak drug addicts there, and they were playing this music a couple weeks ago that was horrible.
Thank you, Dave.
Those are your friends.
And then I would come on the show and talk about him being a dick like that.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a great guy.
And I told him, I looked right at him and I said, it's folk music. It's supposed to suck.
Oh, man.
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
You're fucking sad, dude.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Nick.
Fuck you, Dave.
I don't know if I like him or just respect
and
him.
And you, Mike.
Everybody, he has very strong Mike. Opinions.
Nice.
You know?
You can always love that, man.
Yeah, for real.
Be honest.
Yeah. I love Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara doesn't love you.
No.
Fuck you, Nick.
I know.
Let's have another song.
Is it time for another song already? We were going to talk about The Crew.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That what a show, man.
Let's
talk about
right,
Motley
the crew.
Crew.
Motley
that
crew
happened
show.
Last
oh
week.
God.
I'm sure some
this
of our
is
listeners
more relevant.
Went.
Alice Cooper.
Talk about
Jesus
Alice Cooper.
Christ.
And, holy shit, his lead guitars,
show,
his
man.
Whole band. Yeah. Oh, my God. These guys got up there and just fucking tore the shit out of it.
Unbelievable.
Dude, Alice Cooper has
so
got to be the best
fun.
Showman I've
yeah.
fucking have ever yeah. seen in my life.
Still.
Holy
at
shit.
At this age.
Do you think
oh my
he,
God,
he kicked
dude,
the crew's ass?
Oh, well,
yes.
Can I say yes?
I'm saying
fucking
yes.
Fucking slayed him, dude. Are you kidding?
Although Tommy Lee fucking killed it. Everyone else.
He's a great drummer.
Well,
he's a great drummer.
There's
he was
no
great.
Taking it away from Motley Crue. They're still like one of the baddest fucking rock bands, and I had such a blast fucking seeing them. We snuck up to these radical seats. We had a great fucking time for like half of the show, and then we had to go to our regular badass seats up on the side, dude. We had a great fucking time, and they still fucking slayed it, man. I mean, you could see that like a couple of them had a hard time standing up, you know, not because because of drugs, mind you, but because of,
they're,
you know.
They're older gentlemen.
Freebasing with gays.
Yeah, well, that too, but they're fucking crusty, man. They're getting into their crusty age, and they still fucking slayed it. They're still a badass band.
Those lights are still just as hot as they ever were.
Oh, dude, the flames off there. Wait, let's talk about
fire.
You want to talk about hot, let's talk about the badass lead guitarist for fucking Alice Cooper, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit. I forgot her name. She's got a very exotic name, but she's an awesome chick. She used to play for the Iron Maidens, the, Iron Maiden cover band.
Right.
This woman could fucking slay it, and she's got such a mad taste. She's got such a mad taste on the guitar, dude.
I remember somebody coming in and going to their show. So I remember the Iron Maidens was an Iron Maiden cover band that was all girls.
Oh, my God.
So I do know what they're talking about.
Dude.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, his band, dude. Oh, my God.
Rad.
Dude, there's not... Oh, fuck. I can't say it, dude, without shitting my pants.
I went with Max Volume, bad guy in our movie, known as K. I had a great time.
Yeah,
and everybody
and
loves
talk
Max,
about it.
Dude.
Talk about a guy to go to
what
a rock show.
I felt
Max,
so blessed.
He already knows everybody.
Especially classic rock, yeah.
Yeah. Great
he's
fucking
a classy
time.
Guy, man. We had a great time. Dude.
He's always the coolest.
There he is.
Yeah, love that.
Hey, Max,
shit,
what do you think of The Worst Little Podcast?
Hey, this is Max Volume, and I never listen to The Worst Little Podcast. Except for now.
Honesty.
Yeah, except for when I'm on it.
Fabulous.
Fucking badass, dude. I love that guy, man.
No doubt, man. The whole fact that he would want to go to that show with me was just fantastic.
Dude, have you ever heard him play? Yeah, you guys have heard him play, dude. Yeah.
Again, he's also on the movie soundtrack.
If people out there haven't, then, you know. Wait, pause. JB.
Beer.
Trouble.
JB's getting a workout.
Yeah, nice. He is. Mm-hmm. Tell him to put his pants back on, though, dude. That's not necessary.
Yeah, for real. You know,
it's not.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
I don't like that one. I'm just saying.
It's really inappropriate.
How warm?
So do you guys think
body
that?
Temperature? You know, you don't want it cold, right? I don't know.
Do you guys think that really is Motley Crue's last show?
No, dude, they're going to put it back together.
This was the last show?
The last
tour.
This is the final tour.
They're saying it's the last tour, but that doesn't mean they're not going to fucking play.
Frankly, they've said that at least four times.
Well, dude,
it works.
So has The Cure. So has...
Yay, The Cure.
Barbra Streisand. Well,
fucking love The
Thanks,
Cure.
Brother. Cheers.
Kiss. I think Kiss said that.
What would Lemmy do?
Lemmy doesn't even say that shit. He's like, I'll play until I'm dead.
Right, yeah. What else are you going to fucking do? He can't. Like, Lemmy can just quit playing music. Any of them could just quit playing music and become, I don't know, accountants.
I don't think they could quit.
Community
man. People
college
get
teachers.
It's like Metallica said, this is all we know, man.
Well, I mean, like.
Lemmy doing an English class.
That'd be awesome. Oh, modern literature with Lemmy. Oh, my God. All right, this old man in the sea. This is a. Piece of shit.
You throw that away in your Moby Dick book.
Next up's fucking Moby Dick. God.
Now that's epic.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Dick.
Moby Dick.
So you guys ready for some more music? You
want Coke.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a cool segue because...
We could, do half of it right now and half after the show.
Oh, we're on it,
honey.
We're doing it.
We could have a cool segue because Chuck Garrick from Alice Cooper actually produced this next track with the Liver Scars.
Oh, really?
This is Line 'Em Up. It's on Meet the Liver Scars.
I love that song.
Lucky.
Also on Nowhere Nevada.
That's pretty bitchin'.
Check it out.
Dude, you want to hear a tale of alien intrigue? We'll be right back.
yeah.
That was good.
Woo! So, hey, have you guys noticed the change in speaking of, like, liver scars and stuff? Have you noticed that you hear a little more Ron Way on 100.9 now?
Oh, yeah.
The Bandits switched stations and
he's
whatnot.
The PD. He's the program director.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. He's the PD.
Oh, he's
over
a
there.
PD
pretty
now?
Fast, yeah.
And damn. He still works he's in the pro, trenches, dude. Works his hours on as a jock.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice. So, all right. So tell me more about this show that's coming up on the 10th.
Let's see.
Brian, tell me
the 10th or the 8th?
The fundraiser?
The fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Or the 8th, excuse me. I don't know why
August
I said
8th.
Badass.
It's a Friday.
August 8th is a beautiful day.
As always, Nick has put together 10 fantastic bands from our movie. And
he's pretty good at that.
A few secret bands. We have some surprises for people. I'll let Nick speak to the to the music.
Somebody
trying to raise
somebody
money.
Somebody hasn't been asked to MC this show.
Oh, we just assume you will. You are the chosen one and all.
Winker.
I was going to do
Rory.
It, Rory.
I'm starting, really?
I'm starting to get used to hosting shit.
Oh,
so.
Dude, take it away, man. No, yeah. I'm teasing.
Are you guys going to fight?
If they want to.
I'm not.
If it was anybody else, I'd give you a hard time and pout. But if you're doing, oh, man, by all means, do your show, man. Please be the MC for
as
that.
As the executive music producer, I'm gonna host the show.
So. Hi, I have a really small penis.
And I'm insecure when it comes to Nick being on stage. I remember getting really drunk one night and crying because Nick was going to be in a band with Cheyenne and not me.
Aww.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Were you chooching?
I was really drunk.
Who is going to... me and Cheyenne's band will be there.
Yeah.
And right, and then it turned into Candy Shop. That's exactly what happened. Not only... like I knew it was going to be awfully awesome, and I was just going to left in the dust. So that's why I started the podcast.
Yeah, Candy Shop's good.
Fucking
it's one of my
Candy
favorite
Shop is
bands.
So rad.
Dude, right? That's what I'm saying.
We were meant to be Radio Brothers.
So good.
Our fake Radio Brothers.
Were you going to say more about the show? The
fake radio,
fake
right.
Fundraiser.
But Brian.
Yeah, please. Fundraiser is, a little bit for this upcoming film festival, August 16th. A lot of it's for the future film festivals. There's a lot of logistics and a lot of travel, and that is not cheap, and our budget has always been so small that... we're at the point now that every dollar really counts. We can take it a little further. So,
this all helps out Reno, man, in the scene, right?
That's right.
Yeah, when I speak as to the festival, and I'll point out that we were largely accepted culturally. It was not a musically driven film festival, which was always my main pitch. It is because they saw something in our subculture that they wanted to spread to the rest of the world. Their whole film festival is about culture. So when I put that together, that is just validating and awesome.
Right. Well, I mean,
Ohio, because...
I don't want to spoil the movie, but there's a scene that makes me think of that where you pass by a series of rooms.
With the dildo.
With different people.
There's no dildos. With,
and they're exaggerated... yeah. They're caricatures of the gamut of who you'll cross.
I wouldn't even say caricatures. I would say some of those people are exactly like what they are in the movie. Bruce
Nevada.
Lindsay, true. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
That is like, that's exactly what it's like to run into Bruce Lindsay.
And it made sense because
amen, Rick.
Bruce was one of Marianne's best friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the whole world. So, and he helped with the writing
he
as well.
He did rewrite.
Also no, and filmmaker. Actually, Rick, that's a really good... Bruce exists in that movie as Bruce.
As Bruce.
Forever.
Right, as himself.
Still a great guy, no matter what.
It's
I
like
say.
An eternal snow globe of Bruce there.
Love Bruce.
But that's cool to know that it was accepted on that view
it
of
really
our culture.
Was, man, because their festival is about their culture. It's, and I don't know the proper way to say this. It's about Indians from India. I don't know how to properly say that. But so
Indians.
I think you did.
Yeah, but it just is weird. It's hard to...
we're trained to think that the word Indian is bad because we call Native Americans
right?
that.
Right.
But,
what would be bad if you said dot not feather?
Oh, no. I'm a PR guy. We don't say that.
How about if we say Native Indians? Is that...
That's just confusing.
So this Native Indian culture...
Oh, boy. Yeah, so the festival is about their culture as well. There's a lot of dancing.
Actually, you say Native Indian culture makes perfect sense,
SF Global Film Fest is... largely Indian driven.
Like
so
it's kind of a Bollywood venture, as it
were. Yeah, as they showcase.
Oh, very cool. No, because Bollywood is legit as a film capital of the world. It really
that's
is.
True.
Yeah.
So
tell them
cool.
about the Indie Gathering
in
Ohio, Brian.
Right.
Stylized.
Because these people have
Right, shortly
no
after
connection
being accepted and invited down to the San Francisco Festival, we won an award, which is interesting because it was actually a month and a half before the festival took place. They did the judging and scoring as they watched them, and we took second place for best crime drama, which is a hell of a combination
in
of
Ohio.
Things to happen
I mean,
in
which
Hudson,
is,
Ohio.
Hudson, Ohio.
Which is kind which of a wacky funny. Category to get.
I didn't think of the movie as a crime drama, but it
either.
Is.
It's much funnier, but it kind
of
is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you like take a step back, yeah, it's a story of the downward spiral of a guy who gets involved with the underbelly.
Yeah.
Of the
sounds crime. Oddly familiar.
Wait a minute. That's everybody's backstory who lives in Reno.
Until they get out of rehab for the 10th time.
And then it takes them a little bit to get back into the swing of things. And
well, in real life in Reno is basically Reno 911 meets Nowhere, Nevada.
Ooh, right. Without the palm trees.
Yeah, no palm trees.
Right.
Other than that, bam.
Yeah. Dude, go to shows in Reno.
All the cops wear short shorts.
Yeah.
Say that again, Andy.
Go to shows in Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just,
you're doing something better, are you?
It explains so much.
And Andy's a man who's seen a lot of shows over just a few decades.
God,
he's a young man.
I've lived my life that way ever since coming back here after my fall. Yeah, it was a great place to come back to, man. And I was introduced to all the cats over at the original Blue Lamp up there where the Red Rock Bar is now.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, showed me a whole new world that I could be a part of, you know.
When I got here too, man, that whole scene and world raised me up.
Dude, a bunch of fucking great fucking people of all different sorts getting along just because they have one thing in common, which is making fucking art, man.
Yeah.
And they tear it up, man. They put all their heart into it and they fucking tear it up. No holds
barred.
And
that was when this town wasn't all about that.
No.
Yeah. Now this town, this whole town's
the
about
last
that.
They've embraced, 4 years have
they've
been
embraced
fantastic.
What they used to consider mutants.
Yeah. You know?
And people are hugging the Toxic Avenger in Reno. That's what's happening.
I have such a tremendous respect and love for the fucking artists in this town, dude. It's, ugh. All right, we're over it. Love, circle over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break it up.
Oh, wait. Let's finish it off with a
namaste.
Oh, very nicely played,
you,
sir.
Hey, pass the granola.
God good segue her. For very the nice. Next song if you want to go into it.
Okay,
okay
sweet.
Yeah, let's do that.
Namaste.
Well, this is Mr. Vague and a song called It's Good.
Oh, damn, Mr. Vague. Thank you.
Good man,
fuck. Dude, Mello. That was good, guys, man. Are they like, shit? Like, are you song. Kidding?
I thought that sucked. That was not good.
Oh dear lord,
dude, nah. I love you, Mark Ernest.
I love Mark Ernest a lot.
And the Vague Choir is what they have now. So go see the Vague Choir. They sometimes play that song.
Well, he's also involved with,
and they're going to be at our festival,
an upcoming guest to the show in the fall or winter. The Sisters Doom,
Jason Thomas, you will be mine.
Speaking of upcoming guests on the show,
probably
I'm happy to announce.
Oh
my God, Jason Thomas, shout out!
I am happy to announce that next week.
Oh my God, next week.
Wow, I was going to say Rick's probably really excited for what's happening next week. But he's,
Spook.
Say what, Mervin? Spook.
All over Rick's room just at this idea. We're going to have Sick Kitty Sit in the studio. Sick Kitty Sit is driving all the way up from the Bay Area on Sunday. Going to crash here at the house. And hang out in Reno for the day just to be on the podcast and then go home that night.
Nice.
That's really cool.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
We are so excited to have them on.
They adopted us. We adopted them.
I just got damn.
We love them so much, and they're so fucking awesome, and I cannot wait to record them.
Nice.
It's drums and piano, right?
I wanted to.
Yeah,
that's it.
Their drums and piano and epic singing.
And their fucking new CD, SickKittySick.com, is fucking amazing. Their CD is great, but them live is so high
powerful,
energy. It's so fucking awesome.
Cat's just such a warm, like, I mean, it's like at times brooding and heavy and music.
You wouldn't think a drum kit and a chick on a keyboard would be red, and it's
talking
amazing.
And Kat in her in-between show and talking, just such a warm, nice hippie in a black dress kind of thing going on. It's,
shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
They really are super fun and just great people. And so we're super excited to have them as guests next week.
If they want to play a show that night at Jubs, I'm sure we can make it happen.
They're big fans.
That would be the
Jubs.
Open mic, right?
Love the
Jubs. Oh, dude, just have them come
Christ,
to
me. That would be great.
Let's just have them roll with us to the open mic.
We'll see. We'll see if they're down for that.
Yeah.
They maybe. I don't know if they're planning on doing the show and running back to San Francisco.
Send them a raven.
But they really are coming all the fucking way here to stay the night at my house and play for.
That's
just
how
us.
Big this
that's
show is,
for
people.
Just us,
yeah, we're growing.
They love us.
That's how big this show is, and it's
and
because
they love
of
Reno.
Listeners like you. Yeah,
so, 4.5 years
I cannot
now.
Wait.
So thank you, listeners, and thank you, Sick Kitty Sit, and thank you, Reno Computer Fix, located on South Wells, where you can go get your computer fixed to buy a refurbished computer any day of the week. They're a great shop. They can fix hardware or software. They have hot girls and hot young men working for them. They're a local business that sells art on the walls, so go support their asses. Max, what do you think?
Reno Computer Fix.
Nice.
Aww, thanks, a little
Max.
More about it,
Max.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
Yeah.
It's right on
Max.
Wells and Wonder, isn't it?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Across the street from the Wonder Bar.
The tattoo shop that one of the owners of Rena Computer Fix's wife owns.
Nice.
Like, so there's, yeah.
There's a little backstory there.
The Wells community is as strong as any other little neighborhood community in Reno. So go support all of your tattoo shops and computer shops
and
Wells.
And carnicerias.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a lot of
taco trucks at 2 a.m., dude.
Dude, that guy.
Oh, my God.
That guy with the hot dog cart.
Oh.
The hot. Have you. Go ahead and ask.
Mexican hot dogs.
With bacon and cheese and guacamole.
All sorts of other stuff that you wish you didn't eat that night.
Oh, but it's so good.
Dude, there's some radical
hot dogs. Oh, Necromiris likes that, too. He's not here, so this is my impersonation of Necromiris.
Boo.
I want an impersonation of Necromiris.
Rick, I think it's time for some music of my own.
Oh, no fucking shit. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Wait, and we got a plan on this. Is this both of them? It can't be both of them.
No, this is Andy, but I do have a question for Brian at the outset of the quiz.
Yo.
Okay.
Well, I'll save it for the rapid fires, actually. Do we need another?
What?
Nah, that's all right, man.
Okay.
All right, so my music, please, Mr.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and most specifically, Dandy Tuna, welcome to the worst little podcast quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of odd, strange, and possibly embarrassing questions, and you will answer them, to which I will score you subjectively and judge you silently at my whim. Are you ready to play, sir?
Can I poop first?
No.
No.
Okay. Good answer.
Excellent.
The quiz is best when you're full of shit.
I get some 10 points
right
there.
I got that.
Ding, ding. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert isle. Who do you cannibalize first, Andy?
Holy shit. What if you just broke up? That's still officially your lover, right?
Lover, brother, or mother. Yeah. Pick one.
Your most recent lover counts for that, yes.
I'm going to take my lover. She is...
To destroy that hellspawn?
Even if now that I'm, you know, not too happy with her. What a woman.
Hey.
Delicious.
How often do you masturbate?
Too much.
Excellent.
No, really.
I don't know what that means.
Well, if you get going on the chafing.
Meg. Rug burn.
Okay.
When you get past the lube and the chafing goes so much and you're just so much into the... Oh.
That's more than once
a day.
That's
a good, honest answer there. That's a good, honest answer.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Let's see. How hard do you hit your lover?
Whoa.
Which part?
I have one. Rate... your last lover on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yep.
Pretty close to a 10.
Mm. Good answer.
Good answer.
I'm going to give him a 6 for lying.
If it's who I think it is, it's not a lie.
Wait. Whoa, what?
If it's who I think it is.
How would the gay guy
know? If it's who I think it is, that's fucking the hottest chick ever.
Yeah, you know who it is. Yes.
Oh, well, then that just explained a lot. That's explained a lot to me, too. And, well, Rick's correct.
Yeah, hottest chick ever. But,
yeah.
What's the first album you ever bought?
Holy shit. I think it was, I think it was Bach.
Faggot.
What's the first rock show, big concert you ever went to?
Oh, fuck. Rock show or big concert?
First concert
was the Dead Milkmen. I broke I broke a vertebra in my neck in that little pit because there was this dude crowd surfing.
Damn, he scored
boots on.
Damn. Ding, 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 ding.
That always hits you in the back of the head and you're never expecting it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching the show and bam!
Yeah. And you still stuck with rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure. That was right up at Lawler Event Center, man. And,
what was the first
ago. Which Bach was it? Do you remember? Is it like Brandenburg Concertos or organ music? I love organ.
It was like a collaboration of his. It was actually a big set. It was, I think it was 5 or 6 records, actual albums.
Okay. Damn, so like a big old... A bunch of Bach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bought it at a garage sale. I came across it, and I was like, wow.
What is the first
rock show you ever went to?
The what?
First rock show as opposed to a concert. Why not?
Holy shit.
How old were you?
Well, he's Dead Milkman, he said.
Yeah, they're more concert. Punk.
That's not rock?
They rocked me at the time. I would have to say either Anthrax or Testament, DRI. That was some of the first ones.
Nice.
Damn. But,
yeah, there's some good
Jesus
ones.
Jesus Christ.
I cool saw, motherfucker.
I saw Johnny Cash and Roseanne Cash play.
Whoa!
Wow. Back in like 83, I think.
Jesus. Wow. Okay, that... You get extra bonus points for that.
I know. I just suck a stick.
Mine are so terrible.
Pull down your pants. What's the last lie you told?
Lie?
Yeah.
When I said that girl was close to a 10.
JB, paper towels to the studio stat.
It was the last time I talked to a cop, probably.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not just trying to be cool with that. I have a problem with telling lies. I can't.
Where
do
and
it.
When did you lose your virginity?
In your butt.
Recently,
like not.
Well, I was like 12. No. My finger just worked its way. I fell on it.
No, I think I was 15 down in Bishop, California. This was when I was living with my older brother, and he was my what do you call that when they take care of you when your parents aren't there? Legal guardian. He was my legal guardian, and. This girl, I still remember her name. I won't tell you. So 15, Bishop, California.
All right. In all of the world and history, who would you want to start a fist fight with?
You.
You.
Hey! I like that answer.
You get that a lot, do you?
Not very often. Not as much as you might think.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
No, generally any lying politician would do.
I don't think I would last very long, but I'd enjoy to fight you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I'd last long. You're a big man.
Yeah, but we'd use something fuzzy, like, you know, pillows or something.
Aww.
Something so the little cuddling was involved. I'd want it to last,
too. We could hurl sexy women at each other.
Huh?
Hey.
Oh, no, that's something.
That's good kung fu.
Who is the most interesting and who is the most famous person you've ever met?
Oh, jeez. Wow. The most, I think I could put them both together when I say the lead singer of Clutch.
Oh, ooh,
Christ,
nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he's an incredible guy. I have this thing with bands that I like that I won't get into them or learn them too much, you know, and I just happen to have backstage access to, you know, the bar and the... in the bathroom, so I needed to go to the loo, and I went back there right before they went on, and it's a really small fucking bathroom down at, the Regency, and I went in there, and I knocked on the dude, and just a second, you know, he's got this radical voice, and he's such a small-looking man, but he is huge!
And, he's got a universe inside
yeah,
him.
He's a fucking monster, dude. And he came out, and I was like, holy shit, there he is. Don't freak out, man. And he's like, excuse me. I'm like, right on, dude. Yeah, you know, fucking stepped aside for the little monster because, you know, he's about, seriously, like a foot and a half shorter than me, but it was like a monster just about to step on my face, you know, and just the coolest guy in the world, and fuck.
Did you guys chat?
No, he was busy, you know. And,
right, right.
And, you know, after the jitters kind of left and for a second and... He had just walked out the door. I kind of, you know, said, you know, love your work.
The famous Andy.
Hey, you know what? Love your work. One of the best things you can possibly tell anybody.
Yeah.
You told me that one night, and I've applied it in many situations, and it's like...
It's good for you. It means a lot.
It's like at work. I had a boss tell me once. When somebody tells you something, whether or not you like it or don't, doesn't matter. Just say thank you to acknowledge it.
Absolutely.
And love your work is also great. Like, when you see somebody, can't remember their name, they're leaving, they're coming, they're going, whatever.
Yeah, but no bullshit.
Love your work.
No bullshit on it, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's real.
No, I won't say that to
when
just
I say
anybody.
It, I mean it, you know?
Yeah.
I do. I love your work. And if
that's what I know.
If it's not...
You're sincere.
Yeah, it is totally sincere. And sometimes that just means your work here on Earth, you know? Whatever
exactly.
Whatever you're doing, you know, that smile that you had, you know, whatever, the friendship we have.
The work you did walking into this room.
Yeah, the person you are, man. I love it.
Excellent. What's your favorite drunk food?
Drunk food?
Drunk food.
Well, since it's close... Well, if it's not a taco truck, which is when you're stumbling home, and
best.
It's closest to the bars that you go to, I would have to say Jim Boy's over on Wells. Oh man, when you're in the mood for grease, I mean they always. They never fail. Best fries in town, too.
Fuck yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Fuck yeah.
Sir fries over there.
Best fries in town.
I've walked through that place, dude, on foot, you know, often. and they always take care of me. You know, they know who it is. They fucking, you know, they put up with my shit. And I don't give them a lot. I respect the place.
Well, and you know, dude who's been working there every Friday, Saturday night since forever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know his name, but everybody knows the guy.
I want to say he runs the place. I think it's his.
I want to say he's the Jim Boy's god, you know.
That's the flagship.
He's just graced us on earth.
That's the flagship pinnacle Jim Boy's on the corner of 2nd Wells, isn't it?
Oh, he's the bomb.
Amazing.
Yeah. They've taken care of me. I went up to that order window, paid for my food. You know, turned around, walked across the parking lot, puked my guts out, come back, you know, and they'll have my food sitting there with a smile.
And a big cup of water.
Yeah, and a big cup of water. They take care of you. It's a good group, you know.
They know who their clientele is.
Yeah. You know? And they're great. They have great great attitudes,
they
great
do.
Senses of humor.
What on this earth would be the last thing you ever want to eat? Your last meal.
Oh, God.
They're sending you in a rocket ship to Jupiter, and you're going to live there. But this is the last home-cooked meal you'll ever have.
Oh, home-cooked meal.
Or just any meal. Food. Any meal food. On Earth.
I was about to say my last girlfriend, but we had a...
Hey, that also works.
Yeah, I guess I have it on the brain. It's quite recent. Dude, I would say a ribeye steak.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I think a good ribeye.
Like a little mashed potato or baked potato?
Oh, garlic mashed potatoes, you know, fucking some sort of green on the side.
It says both.
Or some shit.
We're not cavemen.
Yeah, you know.
It's available.
They call those twice baked potatoes, and those are also delicious.
Yeah. Yum.
You get the mashed potato and the baked potato. Yeah.
I fondly remember food.
All right, I'm going to jump over
I've had food.
I'm going to jump over to some rapid fire questions, but I am going to start with a question from earlier this evening before the show.
JB Beer?
Brian.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, JB Beer. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Jump out of a plane. Or take an improv comedy class.
Oh, God, man.
I'm holding a gun to your head. You have to pick one.
Like, how did you know my two biggest
That's
fears?
That's hard.
Yeah. Ugh. Dude, it would be far easier to jump out of a plane. I have a thing on heights. I don't really like it, but at least it's over. You're done. It's in like, what is it? Like
it's like a Band-Aid.
An hour,
just rip it off.
Okay, now just,
just
to
gotta do it, baby.
Now, just to put this all in perspective, jump out of a plane or anal rape?
Plane?
Okay.
Are you going to ask me something
slightly
hard
better than anal rape?
What about wait? Why does it have to be anal rape? If it's anal sex, it would probably be a little more
that.
Enjoyable.
would it though? Well, I guess in the scale of things.
Yeah, you wouldn't be resisting. Would. They wouldn't punch you in the teeth as much.
Ugh.
Like gentle anal.
What kind of show is this?
JB, don't listen.
Oh, he's not. He's getting beer.
Yeah,
it's the perfect time for us to talk about anal rape.
I just lost a shirt.
Who's lost a Oh, he's lost a shirt. My goodness.
But I'm glad he put his pants back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no shirt cocking in the studio for anyone.
It's kind of weird,
though. Good rule.
You could be over 85. It still is a rule.
Why did it
Sounds
get
like
so
a
hot?
Challenge.
I don't know.
Shirt cocking. All right. Real rapid fire. Well, Andy, I'll go with the same question for you just for the hell. Jump out of a plane or take an improv comedy class?
I've done improv comedy class, and I would still jump out of a plane.
Awesome.
Both.
See?
Would you rather or you Smart just would like both that. Experiences?
Well, I would rather do the jumping out of the plane because I haven't done it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers.
I don't want to do that.
And then how does that compare to anal rape?
Well,
similarly.
Voluntary?
What does it go with the because I haven't done it yet bullshit?
It's not rape.
Right?
That's
what
yes.
you said made it great, right?
Voluntary, right? You're talking about voluntary.
Okay, yeah. So we'll right. change it from, yeah.
I'll jump out of two planes.
All right.
One without a chute.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, God. Puke, because you can normally get it out of the way and go back to partying without smelling like shit.
Brian, you want to go for this
sorry,
part?
Pete's question, please.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, God, puke. Get it out. It's better orifice.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Or crap
Mountain
juice.
Dew.
Yeah, definitely Mountain Dew, man.
Cheater or cheated?
Ooh. Cheated.
In what context?
not sure I understand. Would I rather be the just cheater? Pick one. I don't understand.
Pick one.
Cheater. I mean, I'd never be cheated on, so that, you know, that made me never want to fucking do that to somebody
Beat
else.
Up or arrested?
Ooh.
Fuck, dude. Beat me up. Do anything else except for take my freedom away.
I disagree. Arrest me. I got lawyers.
Fuck that. Beat the shit out of me. Do not put me in jail.
Purple stuff or Sunny D?
Oh.
What kind of purple stuff?
Purple drink.
Love Sunny D.
Let's do some movie ones. Scorsese or Tarantino?
Oh, fuck.
Tarantino, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, God, because he's so tasty, I would have to... Oh, jeez. Scorsese is so fucking brilliant, though, man. Come on. If you know what? I'll have to go with Scorsese, because if he put his mind to it, he could make a sick fucking movie, man.
Well, Tarantino already did. He made nine of them.
They both do.
But, yeah.
They both make sick
and
movies.
I'm sure
it's a hard choice.
I'm sure Tarantino's learned a lot from Scorsese, you know?
Because
he's a
that's
badass,
a difference
dude.
To me.
Yeah, he's huge.
You got to get Scorsese. It to Scorsese.
Seven Samurai or Magnificent Seven?
Seven Samurai, motherfucker. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen either one of those.
Dude, that's where Magnificent Seven
came
from.
I'm sorry.
No, Seven Samurai is this badass movie, of course, about these seven samurai, but it was made like
village.
In the 40s?
No, it's...
late 40s, early 50s?
Yeah, and it's Kurosawa. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Who also does that Ron...
Dude, you gotta see this movie.
The operatic no version of Macbeth.
Holy shit, it's so badass. You'll dig it, man. You'll fucking cry at points in this fucking movie, and you'll go, woohoo, and fucking other times.
Great rapid flick. Fire. Good answer. Yeah, Nick. Elvis or Beatles?
Fuck.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I say Beatles. There's just that whole pelvic swingy thing with
but
Elvis.
Where would they be without
off-putting.
Elvis?
That's true.
Oh.
Good ding. Point. Hey.
Damn it.
Way to be the first person to ever bring that up.
Yeah, where would the Beatles be without Elvis? Because they covered so much of Elvis's stuff, you know? And they showed him how to rock. But I just got to respect the Beatles, man.
Okay. Substance over...
Fuck. That's a tough one, man.
So you're going with Beatles?
I'm going with Elvis.
Nice.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Fuck you, Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely, Star Wars.
All right. Ozzy or Dio?
Ooh. Ozzy, man, it's that voice. There's no voice like that.
I'd have to go Ozzy, too, because, again, he's the originator of fucking dark metal, horror metal. I'll have to go with the Prince of Darkness, man.
Nice. All right. Blind or deaf?
Oof.
Blind.
Deaf.
AIDS or cancer?
Ugh.
Cancer.
Throw this one to Rick.
A cancer, yeah.
Oh, would you rather?
They have shit to cure that now.
Yes, man. Yeah. Oh, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay
fuck
or
you.
Ginger?
red hair, you fucker.
Yeah.
Andy ginger.
Andy is a ginger, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Definitely red hair.
He's turning into a silverback in that beard, though. A lot of silver creeping in.
Redheads always go just white.
Yeah.
They always go white. They go white quick.
Yeah, I waited forever to get hair on my chest, and when it finally came out,
you always go right when you go white.
No. Do you prefer...
Namaste.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Landing strip or shaven?
At that point, it's all good.
Wait, first, which do you
landing
prefer?
Strip, not a rainforest, right?
Right.
Which do you prefer?
Landing strip.
I'd say completely shaven. It's not Europe.
What about yourself?
Oh.
Whatever she wants.
Good man.
That's the right answer.
That is the right answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Properly manscaped, so to speak. You know, nobody likes that shit.
Nah.
You don't need dreadlocks.
Man, I dated a guy once who was totally into that. Like, please, just have it be like your 70s porn star.
Ooh,
fuck, I hate that.
Like, you don't know what's in that.
Birds are tweeting.
Rick, you got any rapid fires? On top of your
giving
head?
Or receiving?
Giving or receiving what?
Exactly.
An ass beating or fucking a good licking?
Well, I'll pair that with the one right before.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think we're kind of going more.
Or rocking or what?
All right, let's hold that. Table that question. Oral or anal?
Ooh. Oral. Jeez.
Yeah, oral's kind of.
Now, giving or
where
receiving?
Food goes in.
Of the oral.
Oh, oral?
Giving or receiving?
You're right. That puts it in such a better context. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I love me some dinner down at the Y, but I also love receiving, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, I would say giving. Like, it is a God-given skill of mine. I don't know how to do anything. I fucking know how to do that. And
it, hey, brother. It has great benefits.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
Oh, all boy. Right, I'm done with
I'm
this
I'm done
quiz.
With the rapid fire.
Yeah. Andy gets like 7,000 points. Yay. Well, wonderful job, my friend.
Yay.
Woo! Brian, you get... No. Three.
Yeah, you know.
More.
Well, he was barely.
It ain't about me.
We'll add him to your previous score.
Yeah, your score's updated. Yeah. Let's have 7, another... What are we going to listen to now? Let's have some real rock and roll.
Let's listen to... one of my bands, Fat Couch.
Oh, nice.
Who?
Doing the song Falling.
Never
which,
heard of that.
Is good song with a couple of different things.
Do we want to do a little Fat Couch update, what the boys are up to these days?
They're all badasses walking the earth.
Well, just Steve had some recent good news.
Yeah. Why don't you tell him about Steve Foat's good news?
Steve Foat is opening his second restaurant.
The Boondocks, man.
The second Boondocks out there in the Midwest.
Great success.
We should go do a show there.
Yeah,
that would
be
good.
Back out show there. That'd be cool.
That would be a lot of fun.
Fly me and Scotty out.
And Pete has a Facebook account.
Whoa!
That's the big news in Pete's life.
Pete Tiffany on Facebook.
Yeah, if you're a friend of Fat Couch and you miss Pete, go find him. Pete Tiffany.
Pete is a mad guitarist, dude. Oh. I love that dude and a great friend.
I just miss the hair, man. Miss the hair.
Check out his work from the album Violet and also on the Nowhere Nevada soundtrack.
Falling. Oh, wait. Before we do this, I just wanted to ask, Nick, is Tom Gordon the one who chose the movie samples to go along with the songs?
Tom Gordon.
We did that together.
Oh, you guys both picked that out? Because that shit's fucking rad. I dig that. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, huh?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so continuing.
Tom Gordon. All right, this is Falling by Fat Couch.
Is this like on the radio or something in the movie or what?
No, this is during the scene where I don't want to give stuff away, but
how is it playing?
With his girlfriend.
Oh, okay, so it's ambient music, not
No, it's actually
music.
Narrative music. It's actually
great.
Going with
Yeah, don't
the
give
story,
it away.
But I don't want
to
give it away.
Yeah, I was trying to talk more in vague terms.
Yeah.
See what I mean? It's cool, right? Couple different parts. Do you got the rock songs, and then the rap? And
man, I know what happens that in that scene.
Fucking awesome.
Dude. You guys cannot wait to see this movie. And if you already have, well, you know what just happened.
Spook.
Brian, tell us about the fundraiser.
Again.
What's going on?
Let's see. August 8th.
You can come see scenes from the movie. Right.
Yeah, Nick's and I. Oh, you're doing scenes. Some scenes from the movie. I mean, you know, they're helping us get there. I like to make them all part of it. Nick, I'll let Nick talk about the bands. There are literally 10 bands that are from the movie that are amazing that are willing to come play for us.
Have we mentioned where this is at?
Oh yeah.
Well, Jubb's.
It's
right?
A Jubb's.
Jubb's fabulous thirst parlor.
Which is a home base for Nowhere Nevada.
Hell yeah,
Brian
is
owner over there, one of the owners.
Where's it out on Wells?
My scene was filmed there.
71.
71 South Wells.
Yeah.
In the alley.
Jeff just says F your D.
That's right, honey.
Thank you, Riku.
Car bombs on me.
But yeah, we're going to have Matt from Del Mar is going to come down, do a little solo.
Nice.
Max Volume's band's going to be there. I was going to play We'll See How My Arm Is. Candy Shop's going to be there. Mr. Vague.
You could beatbox.
Nice. Yeah, I could try to beatbox over it. Mr. Vague. We got...
Personality.
I'm missing some bands here.
Oh, Reno, we have a problem. Yeah.
Reno, we have a problem.
Those guys are homosexuals.
Reno,
allegedly.
We have a Mary James.
Puddin.
Greg Gilmore.
And I would like
from,
to correct you. It's Reno, we have a Mary Canes. Jane problem.
Some of them do.
Thank you, sir.
That, well, that's my new name of that band.
Oh, because of Mary Jane Rocket, right?
Yeah,
right,
Reno, we have a Mary fun. Jane problem.
Clark's
there should be a special guest. Stacey Toll's band, Beneficiaries, coming down from
Are they?
Portland.
Fuck yeah.
And nice. They might even do a gunshot song in their
wow,
set
right.
for us. So.
Ooh.
We're
probably still missing. So.
I think Tonal, which is Matt Wage's band, is also going to be there.
Nice.
So we can
That's
some
his band with JP.
Yeah.
Also an old Blue Lamper and part of the old crew.
Badasses.
Yeah.
Just
that'd be rad.
All these bands mixed up, one night only together.
But Chewie's not going to be there because he's a communist.
Yes.
Oh.
See, he agrees.
They're welcome to.
He has to work. But so it's going to be a great show. We're going to show clips from the movie in between the bands. You show up. There's going to be a special surprise guest at the end. Might be someone in the room. I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not going to tell us?
No.
That
Secret.
Is so obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
It's a surprise.
You're going to want to come down.
Okay.
There's going to be raffles.
Fuck.
We're going to have some major good prizes to win, some Nowhere Nevada-related stuff, and... you know,
win a part in the movie.
Is it everything? Is it everything?
Movie.
Is it every object at Jubb's Nowhere Nevada related stuff?
That's true.
Like, so really, you could just give
Props
them dirt.
In the movie,
like you know.
There's one of the Christmas lights
here's
on the wall.
Here's a bar stool that Felix sat near.
You don't tell him that.
Do you also have that strip club sign? Yeah. I won that in the auction.
Know.
Wait, oh, on you, baby. Nights?
We auctioned it off again.
And I never picked it up.
Well, you got to get it.
Yeah.
Did you say Stabby Unicorn as well?
Stabby Unicorn.
Don't forget
right.
Stabby now,
I almost
brother.
Forgot Stabby.
Dude,
I
know.
That unicorn will fuck you up in an alleyway.
You don't want to meet a unicorn in a dark alley, man.
Fuck no.
And I was coincidentally Eric Foreman, my first guest of
Badass.
The first Friday segment we have over at Foxy Olive coming
cool,
up here
dude.
On August 4th. So please check us out there.
Check
out
the Foxy.
No, that's
go to the Foxy and
no,
check that out.
It would be
first.
It would be the first.
First, yeah, August 1st. Me and Eric Foreman, come check us out, please.
Very
seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Jen's Caffeine.
Jen from The Spark, who is also on
nice,
the soundtrack.
Song,
badass.
Yeah.
So, let's hear the last song from it. It's by a band called Gunshot Liquor.
Oh,
it's Impala.
Fuck yeah.
And thanks.
Should we go out on this or should we?
Yeah, let's go out on it. Nick,
you guys want to say goodbye? It's so hot in here.
Yeah.
Nick, do you have anything else to say, you guys,
it's
before we go?
Getting hot in here.
Wow. You know, film festival, fundraiser, winning awards. It's all
hard
good,
nipples.
Man. It's being accepted really in places that, you know, you wouldn't really think, like the Midwest,
Ohio.
Wherever Ohio is. Ha ha.
Andy, when's the next time we can expect to see you playing guitar on stage?
When do you want it?
Every week.
August
All
8th
the time.
Well, I have a lot of gear to pull in.
August 8th.
Support my sound.
Maybe August 8th at a certain Nowhere Nevada show.
You know, I'm not totally opposed to it, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to the
powers.
The powers that be.
So join us on Facebook. Nowhere Nevada is on Facebook. We also have nowherenevada.com. You can go to sfglobalmoviefest.com to see when we're playing.
If you have any questions, come to the open mic and check us out at Jub Jub's every Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah. If people actually wanted to go see the show at the film festival, are tickets available yet? Or
soon, I would imagine. I've been waiting.
Nobody's
to see
actually tried to go do that yet?
I try every day, man.
And they're still not available?
No. Okay. But they're only $10 to see ours. It's $50 to see all of the films in the festival.
And so if you're a friend of ours living in the California area, and I know there's at least two of you, go see the movie. Go see the movie about Reno.
Hi, California.
San Jose.
Yeah. Hi, California. We're Nevada saying, fuck off.
Yeah, we're coming to get you, no doubt. Yeah.
Nevada, bitches.
That's how we do.
We hate you, but
you
not
see
as
that,
much as we hate
you. You guys
Vegas.
See that meme I posted on Facebook recently? What? United States of America. You mean Nevada and our 49 bitches.
I shared that immediately. That was fucking great.
It's this like old-timey pugilist with a mustache. Yeah.
You'll get it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Dogwater Dick, JB, and Nate, and our two guests, Brian and Andy, my name is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I am saying good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
So when's the band start, Sammy?
We have no band.
Since I was just 15.
my. Cutting to the chase, as they say.
Darkwater Studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, TJ has balls!
You like it.